saying in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
WWDB. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway, and I am excited to welcome you to the summertime. On Sunday, the longest day of the year, was the beginning of summer, and here we go with hot, humid, rainy weather. Anyway, I am excited to have you join me on today's show. We are talking all about recycling and what products in your home can be recycled and what you can purchase for your home out of recycled materials. Everything from furniture to countertops, it's amazing what you can do. I wanna let you know that the lines are always open here at 888-329-3306. That's 888-329-3306. And you can always listen to this podcast live, like right now, on WWDB under Home Improvement Fix and Facts. And you can always reach out to me through Instagram and Facebook, like the questions I get every week from my listeners. Thank you so much. Last week, Mark sent me a question. He wanted to know what was going on with my home because nothing was happening and nothing is happening. My husband has been so busy with doing jobs for other people. It's like the shoemaker's children go with no shoes. The basement remodel is stalled. It is not done. It is sitting there. When we get back to getting that done, probably in the fall, I will keep you posted, and I will be posting pictures on the website. So thank you again. I appreciated that question last week. So getting into today and getting into what's happening in our economy, so much recycling going on. And I don't know if you've seen any of the shows, but due to the pandemic, there was a lot more going into plastic bottles and lots of dump trucks and lots of waste. And I thought it was important that we talk about where these recycled products are going and who is doing anything to help fix it. And we can use them in our home. And what are we doing in our home to fix all these situations? So I had an opportunity to talk with Essie Johnson and Social Plastics, their satellite tour that they're doing with Alan Vandermullen. And he is the chief communications officer for Essie Johnson. And they were talking, and we were talking about what is going on around the world and in the oceans and why the oceans are becoming the biggest threat to health. There's some interesting facts. By 2052, what we will see in our oceans, which will be amazing. And what Essie Johnson has done to team up to form Social Plastic, an innovative way for people around the world and here in the United States to help with plastic. You're going to hear my dog in the background today because I'm not giving him any attention. When he doesn't get any attention, he bugs me, and I'll have an extra bone for him. So you'll probably hear him in the background. But anyway, Alan Vandermullen served 3 years as president of International and We Communications. And he joined with Essie Johnson because he was interested in helping with the planet. Plastic Water Foundation and the Planck Center for Leadership of Public Relations is a board that he sits on. And I was so happy that he was able to share with us all that is going on and what people can do to be socially conscious about plastics. And I'm going to spend the show talking about materials that you can add to your home and things that you can recycle right down to drywall. Did you know that you can recycle drywall, that the gypsum in drywall is really good on playgrounds and things like that? So we'll talk about that. But what we can do, I thought it was really interesting to find out how Essie Johnson and with the initiative of them and plastics, what financially sound ways they're helping people increase their income through World Plastic Collection, which I think is really awesome. And the solution of keeping people in other countries busy with the recycling and the percentages that can help them with their income. I thought that was great. So we're going to tackle, Alan's going to help us tackle both poverty and plastics in a one go, like how you can do this and why it's important. And then we'll get into the products that we are able to recycle in our home and use in our home. So I think we have Alan on the line. Alan, are you there?
For joining us this morning.
Good morning. So happy to be with you.
I am so happy to have you. This is a big topic, and I don't think people are aware of how big 1 billion ocean-bound bottles big it is. So I am delighted that you could join us today. During the pandemic, we saw so much waste going on, and poverty is at its all-time low, and now we have this big social issue with plastic bottles. My first question is, they say the weight of the world by 2052, ocean-bound plastics are projected to weigh more than all the fish in the ocean. How do they figure that out?
Well, our partners at the Ellen MacArthur Foundation, I think we're trying to get to a number where they could make this issue relevant for consumers. Because one of the big challenges facing us today is making this ocean plastics issue relevant for consumers. So Ellen MacArthur came up with that figure. But I think an easier way to think about that is more plastic in the ocean than fish by 2050, which is not acceptable to anyone.
No, not at all. So if there's so much plastic being recovered and being recycled, first of all, there's so much. How do we stop it? Is there a way to even stop it?
Well, the first step in stopping it is by recovering and reusing what's already in the ecosystem. So our partnership with the Ellen MacArthur Foundation has us working with them in Asia at the moment, where 60% of the world's ocean-bound plastic originates. So we pull that ocean-bound plastic out of the ecosystem. We then work through a long process to turn that into our Windex packaging in the United States. So the first thing is collecting what's out there and turning that into reusable plastic.
Okay. So besides Windex packaging, what other things are you aware of that they're recycling the plastics into?
So right now, Plastic Bank, we're 50% of Plastic Bank's volume. So we take 50% of what they pull out of the ocean annually, and we turn that into our Windex packaging in the United States. The other half of that goes into similar partners like us that work with the Plastic Bank around the world to create what's called closed-loop recycling. So consumers buy a product that's in plastic packaging, then that plastic packaging is collected and turned into packaging, which is reused. So that's essentially where we're going.
Okay. Last I heard, there was like a huge floating plastic waste and plastic mound in the middle of the ocean, like four times the size of Texas. Is that correct?
That I'm not aware of, but that doesn't surprise me.
Okay, so what are some of the things that our listeners can do to help the ecosystem?
Well, the first thing is to pay attention to the packaging that you're buying. When you're at the grocery store or when you're at Target or Walmart, is look for, on the back of your product, is the packaging post-consumer recyclable? So PCR plastics, that's the first thing. Because if you're buying post-consumer recyclable plastics, you are essentially helping to make sure that this plastic gets reused. The second thing you can do is start to look for reusable and refillable products. So for instance, some of our Windex products in the United States, we make concentrates. So you can buy a small concentrate, you can pour it into an existing Windex bottle, add water, and reuse it. So those are a few of the things consumers can do. Consumers can also start to separate what they're using at home and work to put pressure on local governments along with us to make it easy for consumers to have curbside pickup, in particular curbside pickup of plastic packaging and plastic films.
Now, this is a strange question, but once you've recycled plastics, can they keep being recycled, Alan?
Absolutely. And that's called closed-loop recycling. So when we pick up ocean-bound plastic, for instance, or plastic film in curbside collections around the country, we then process that product and turn it into a plastic that's strong enough to use in packaging of our products and, in fact, other people's products.
Okay. Okay, that's good to know. That's a great question, I thought, because I'm like, what happens then? You use it once and can you keep doing it?
Look, Victor, the goal of all of this is to stop using virgin plastic, to get virgin plastic out of the system. And to do that, we've got to do a few things. We've got to focus on getting plastics that consumers are using into a closed-loop recycling program, which is using their plastics, turning it into plastic that can then be used in packaging and continue to drive that loop without adding any more virgin plastic into the system.
Great. I like it. I definitely like it. And I love the fact that we have a platform together this morning to share it with our listeners. What is the financial? I know there's a financial difference that you are making with Windex and with Johnson, was it Johnson? Let me make sure I got it right. I want to make sure I got all the companies right here that you guys are making to help the world and help the economy. I just want to make sure I have all my facts here. SC Johnson, right? Do I have that right?
That's right. That's right.
Okay, so you guys have gotten together. What are you doing?
So look, at SC Johnson, we think it's really important to do a few things. The first thing is to get the ocean-bound plastics out of the ecosystem and to turn those into packaging for our products. And we do that today by putting 100% of the plastics that we are recovering through our partnership with the Plastic Bank into our Windex packaging in the United States. The second thing we're focused on is really shining a very bright light on the fact that only 8% of plastics in the United States are recycled today. And we think that percentage is too low. We're very happy to say in Philadelphia, you've got 14% of your plastics being recycled, which is terrific. But what we really want to do is work with consumers to shine a light on this issue, work with municipalities to make it economically viable to collect and to recycle plastic, and then we're committed to making sure that 100% of our packaging is recyclable and reusable by 2025. That's where we've got to go. We think it's got to be a partnership with consumers, with governments, and we think the financial burden needs to rest with producers, not with consumers.
Okay. What is happening with the government, Alan? What kind of bills are on the table, or what kind of things are being presented to make them more aware, to make people help?
So, look, a big part of this issue is the cost of recycling plastics broadly. So we're actually working to lobby individual markets across the country and indeed globally to put what's called extended producer responsibility programs in place, where the producers and users of plastics bear the brunt of the cost for helping to set up recycling centers and to get them to scale, which will drive the cost down so we can take virgin plastic out of the system. So we've got six pilots in the United States today that are helping to set up these municipal recycling programs, and then we're starting to use those six pilots to educate regulators and legislators across the country on how to make these viable in their communities.
I love it. I love it. I hope we get more and more out there. People don't realize that every day we destroy the earth,
well,
the planet.
If we have any city council people in Philadelphia listen to us, we'd love to hear from you here at SC Johnson. Let us know. We'd love to see if we can get a pilot set up in your community.
Absolutely. Well, where can we go for more information? How can I spread the word for you?
I'd be more than happy to provide you with my email address, and you can send me a note directly.
Okay, great. And where can our listeners go if they want to know more about the recycling programs?
You can pop onto our website at scj.com, And you can look out at our landing page and you can go straight into what we're doing with Ocean Bound Plastics.
Awesome. Alan, make sure I get that email address so that we can stay in touch and see what we can do here on our end. We're going to spend a little more time here at our show talking about recycling and what more our listeners can do to make an impact. I so much appreciate your time this morning and just opening our eyes and shining a light.
We are so happy to be with you, and go 76ers.
I love it. Thank you so much. Please come back at any time. This is a very important topic. I really appreciate you.
You bet. Thanks a lot. Take care.
And we are back. Alan was great to talk to, and I know he was a little bit vague on that one question about the floating plastic in our ocean. There's actually 5 garbage dumps floating around our world, and one of them happens to be off the West Coast, off of Hawaii. There's one that's the size of Texas. And you can find this information online. They are called garbage patches, islands of rubbish that literally float around our oceans. And it is just horrible to think that we have this much waste and that there are things that we can do to make things better. And there are things that we can do to recycle and become conscious. And especially in our homes, we've done shows on recycling before. We've talked about, you know, recycling your refrigerators and your air conditioners and what you can do to turn them into the, you know, like your refrigerators, turning them into Pico, and they'll pay you to take it away and they'll deal with recycling. But there's a lot of products that we have in our house that we don't know that we can recycle. And yes, I did get a question, really, Carol, can we really recycle drywall? And yes, we can. We can recycle drywall. So let's start with drywall. Scraps of drywall can be crushed into a powder and put in your gardens. They can be composted, which I think is amazing. You can actually use drywall for plants, and tomato plants particularly love drywall. So if you are doing a project, if you have pieces of leftover drywall, just to give you an example, in 2019, approximately 24 billion square feet of drywall was sold in the United States. And while the majority is used for walls, for making homes and businesses beautiful, about 15% of that number is discarded as waste. And that adds up to an estimated 40 tons of drywall being thrown into our landfills every single year. We're going to get into all the other products, the plastics and the glass and all of that good stuff. But let's start with drywall. Contractors, homeowners, it's not really harmful to the environment. While gypsum or the paper that it's adhered to are inherently toxic, the materials are known to provide rich breeding ground for microorganisms to grow. So when you introduce it to organic matter in a landfill, the microorganisms convert the sulfate in gypsum into hydrogen sulfate, which is a kind of a foul-smelling gas. But anyway, they say it can be bad for communities altogether. But after heavy rains, it can bleed into the soil as well. But they also say that if you grind it into a powder, tomatoes love it because there's nutrients in the drywall. So I would say that that is a great thing that you can do with leftover pieces. Not only that, but you can save some of those leftover pieces. You know, if you have smaller pieces in your house, you can save them and store them, because if you have a hole in your wall or if you punch a hole in your wall, you can take those small pieces to replace. You know, you cut it out and you replace it instead of going and buying big, large pieces of drywall. So remember, you can save it for repairs. It's going to come in handy somewhere. It's also fun to share it. So if you know somebody else that needs it, instead of throwing it away, pass it on. You can always post it on, you know, like the Facebook Marketplace and places like that. Because of the gypsum that is in drywall, it's kind of similar to limestone, so it really does make a good fertilizer. Just want to let you know, you peel the paper backing off, and then you grind down the inside, the powder part, and then you spread it into your lawn and garden, and you should have some great rewards, especially with your tomatoes. So it can be recycled. I just want you guys to know that, like, there is a lot of waste that we have in our environment, and we're trying so hard to stop it. And in this area of home improvements, where the cost of materials are skyrocketing, and you've heard me say this every week, we are going to see huge, huge increases in prices over the next 2 months. Between June and July. And as I mentioned last week on the show, we are having a real hard time getting plumbing supplies and fixtures in. It took us a long time to get some of our decking in for a project that we were working on because they're back up and running. You know, TimberTech is back up and running, and the supply chain seems to have, you know, closed that link that they were having a problem with. But listeners, I'm telling you, there's so much going on right now in the home improvement industry that it don't be shocked. Just don't be shocked at what's happening if you have projects going on in your house. So anyway, yes, so recycled drywall is a great thing that you can use. But even as Alan Vandermolen said, they're taking plastics at SC Johnson and recycling them into plastic bottles. So when you're going to the store, look for those symbols, look for that recycled products, those recycled products for your home so that you feel that you're contributing properly to our environment. So things like plastic bottles, rigid plastic, paper, cardboard, metal, glass, wood, plastic bags, all of these are items that can be recycled in your home. And believe it or not, you can actually find furniture and all kinds of great things for your home out of recycled materials. And there's actually recycled homes in the world. If you were to look that up on the internet, you'd see some funky homes that were 100% recycled. But we're going to talk about those things that we can recycle and what you can do in your house if you want to be socially conscious and purchase recycled items. So we're going to take a quick commercial break and take a listen to our sponsor, Monroe and Kent, who have been amazing to us. And I also wanted to mention that they too, you should reach out to them over in Haddonfield, New Jersey, over in the Circle, because they have carpeting and furniture there. And I have reached out to them. I have not heard back, but I will let you know next week what recycled products they actually have at their store. But rugs, I'm going to tell you about that in just a couple minutes about recycled rugs. But let's take a listen to our sponsor, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
There are no limits to unique and personal design styles. Monroe and Kent Home will help you expand your creative potential. Complimentary interior design services. Explore a universe of design possibilities, furniture, window treatments, and more. 30-day love it or return it guarantee. A free 5-year premium warranty on purchases of $1,500 or more. Monroe and Kent Home, where home happens.
Back. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway, and we are talking about what you have in your house that is recycled. And too many plastic bottles are littering our oceans, the sea, excuse me, and there is a lot that is going on with recycled now. That you can take advantage of right in your home, and you can do some research online. But do you know that with up to 3,000 recycled plastic bottles, you can make a rug? That's cool. That is an eco-friendly rug with a great design that you can add to your house. You can do pillows. You can do ottomans. These are things you have to do a little homework. You have to be willing to do the homework to find out what is out there in recycled products. But if you go to Weaver Green, and look on their website, you'll see some of the products that they have that are all made out of recycled materials, from indoor to outdoor rugs, textiles made entirely from recycled plastic bottles, right down to shoulder bags, seat cushions, throws, dog beds. There is a lot out there that you can get for your home and be able to help the economy. And the other thing that's really cool about a lot of these recyclable products is a lot of these recyclable products are waterproof, they're washable, and they just really wear really, really well. So you want to make sure that if you're looking for a new rug, maybe you might want to consider getting something that's recyclable. Who would have thought that you could have bought blankets or rugs or cushions and ottomans out of recycled materials? And I say this also to all of my designers listening out there, that you too should maybe take that initiative and do your homework and find out what is out there that you can recommend to your clients to make their home a little bit more green. I think that the recycling of plastics is amazing, and the things that you can do with recycling. Another product that we don't realize is recyclable. We know that when we put out our recycles, we're putting out plastics and glass. But did you know there are some amazing glass countertops out there? And if you go to Instagram, you'll see I posted one. And recycled countertops are good for the environment because they keep waste, large amounts of glass out of landfills. And the cement-based countertops themselves can be recycled, which is really cool. And they look really unique, and they can be really, really beautiful. And a glass countertop will generally be a little more expensive than, say, a granite countertop. So keep that in mind. But if you're trying to be socially conscious, if you're trying to do something really different in your home, why not consider recycling using a recycled glass countertop? They could be as much as half to double the price. I know that's a lot. I know that's a lot to deal with. They can be heavy. Glass countertops can weigh up to 14.5 pounds per square foot, but your installer will know what they need to do to install in your house. And I wanted to mention that there are there's just beautiful materials. If you look at Cambria, Paperstone, Vetraza, Rich Light, those are all companies. Eco by Cosentino, those all have recyclable products. Don't be afraid to ask your stone people what they have available to be able to help you if you want to go with glass. So granite is the sixth hardest material. It is one step above glass. So there you go. So that will help you to know how strong the glass countertops are before you put them in your house. You can cut them. It's easy enough to do. The countertops can be polished. There's a lot that you can do. And you can seal them. They're not toxic. There's just so much that you can do. And who would have thought a glass countertop? And you can see, again, pictures online. These are just beautiful, beautiful countertops. So don't be afraid to go there with your countertops. Another thing, some other products that can be recycled in your home: your paper, including your newspapers, your magazines, all kinds of mixed paper, cardboard, those can all be made into products as well. It's amazing. The internet is amazing to help you to see what you can do. And as I said, glass bottles and jars, plastic products, metal containers like tin, aluminum, and steel, those can all be recycled. So then I'm going to get into a couple things that you should not recycle for your home. But there's some great plastic furniture. Who would have thought that you could get plastic furniture that was recycled that looks amazing in your house? And a lot of it is outdoor furniture, recycled plastic furniture for the outdoors is in demand. It's reasonable. It is worth looking into if you're trying to be socially conscious. You can get everything from picnic tables to chairs, all kinds of beautiful outdoor furniture. And again, you can find all of those online. You can get, like The Adirondack chairs, that's a big one that is out there. You can get bar tables, all kinds of beautiful stuff. And Trex is another company that is known for doing recycling in their outdoor furniture. So I would definitely look into that. You can get everything from like the Amish do a lot of recycled plastic furniture, outdoor furniture. You can get a modern look. You can get a rustic look. There is a lot that you can do. So again, don't be afraid to check into these materials. Check out our friends Monroe and Kent and see what they have to offer for outdoor remodeling and outdoor furniture. Picnic tables. Hello. How many of us would love to have a nice picnic table outside that we know is recyclable? And remember, they're very durable. They hold up really, really well. And in my Instagram, you saw some flat pack furniture made from recycled plastics. Really cool outdoor furniture. So curved benches. Please, listeners, if you are trying to be socially conscious, you may pay a couple dollars more, but you're going to have a beautiful product that's going to last forever and or a lot longer than a lot of the wood, because I have seen my wood break down, my wood benches and things like that. One of my favorites is outdoor rocking chairs that you can get made out of recycled HDPE plastics. And we'll get into some of those different types of plastics that are out there as well. So you could do a recycled bench, recycled plastic cushions, and have a completely outdoor recycled area. So I want you to realize that there is a lot out there that you can do. When it comes to doing things indoors, there are a lot of pieces that you can do indoors as well. So again, tables, chairs, things like that, that you can bring to the inside of your house and make it equally as beautiful. And they don't look cheap. They don't look some of them do, yes. But there are designer recycled plastic furnitures out there as well. So there are actually designers out there that are recycling things like old toys that are being thrown into recycling to make these amazing like children's recycled plastic toy transformation into little like kids benches and tables and chairs. So take a look at what's out there and spend your money on some of that stuff. I mean, that's what I would do if I was in the market for buying outdoor furniture right now. I would seriously consider the outdoor and the indoor furniture. There's just so much that you can do. And there are a lot of eco-friendly furniture designs that are inspiring. So if you, everything, like I said, from super modern to, you know, really comfy cozy. And some of those designs for our listeners that are out there, there's a table. It's a really cool table called the Rec Table by Bentu Design that is just created from ceramic waste. It's made in China, of course. But it's somebody else's trash can be turned into treasure. The chairs that I was talking about, the Chair Charlie by Echo Birdie, it's made of 80% of plastic toys that usually would end up in landfills if you're not reselling them or recycling them that way. And this company, Echo Birdie, collects all these toys and makes children's furniture, which I think is really, really super cool. You can get high-end sofa beds made by Haiku Designs. And what they do is their big thing is to save the planet while you sleep on Haiku Designs convertible beds. The multifunctional sofa is made from eco foam with less synthetic materials, so you can sit and slumber peacefully. That's their tagline. Just giving all these people kudos for the fact that they're spending the time to make these recycled products. And yes, again, you do pay a little bit more, but it's so worth it. There's a super, super cool table out there called the Confetti Table by Design by Them. So as they say, you don't want to be a party pooper, join the eco-friendly furniture movement. And they have aptly named their confetti furniture table to include everything from recycled tables, chairs, sofas, planners, and you can find them online by designbythem.com. Just to look at some of these fun, awesome things that are out there. One of the chairs that I saw that was super, super cool was by the Pipeline Project, pipelineproject.com. And they do colored dining room chairs that are super cool. Their project designer, Christoph Manchi, I hope I said that right, uses PVC pipe and pairs it with solid oak. And the design is just amazing. So you can find a place if you're in that home improvement, remodeling, redecorating era. Definitely take a look at some of the designs that are out there. There's just so many super, super cool designs, especially for our designers. You've really got to check this out and be able to make these recommendations to your clients because they're just beautiful. There's even something called a glow chair by Kim Markell. It's impossible to be scared of the dark with this recycled plastic glow-in-the-dark chair. It also comes with a table, and you can find it on firstdibs.com. I mean, these are just super, super cool plastic materials that you can use in your home. So I want you to realize there is a lot that you can do as a consumer, not only to get rid of your recyclables, but to bring them into your house. And by the way, I've been corrected before. Is it eco or eco-friendly? So I've been corrected in the past on that. So it's eco-friendly. Here are some things that are not recyclable in your home. So these are things that you should be able to pass on if they're still in good condition. I do know that a lot of the grocery stores have the plastic bag trash can. So plastic grocery bags really aren't recyclable the normal way we would recycle them. So what you want to do is make sure if you have tons and tons of those plastic bags and you're not recycling them, take them to the supermarkets and give them back in their recyclable cans. Pots and pans. Did you know that you can't recycle pots and pans? Batteries, they're hard to recycle. And here is something I really want you guys to know. Pizza boxes and pastry boxes. Now, when we get a pizza here, usually the top half of the box has no grease or food or any food soiling on it. So I rip the top off and that goes in recyclables. But the bottom part of the box cannot be recycled because it has food and oils that have leached into the material. So that should go in your regular trash can. Bubble wrap is not recyclable, but it is recyclable. Let me correct myself there. You can't just throw it into the waste. You can't put it in your recycle bin. But there are people out there that will buy used bubble wrap and used packing materials. Don't be afraid to paste it, post it on like the marketplace and, on Craigslist and places like that. Craigslist, is that still out there? Anyway, don't be afraid to post those products that you have because people are looking for them. And the last time I checked, a small roll of bubble wrap at like the Staples store or the Office Max, it was ridiculous. It was like $20 to $30 for a small little ball, tube, whatever you want to call it, a bubble wrap. So recycle that. And two other products that you can't put into the recycling bin are medical needles and styrofoam. So it's important to know that you can't put the styrofoam in there, but you can reduce, you can reuse, you can recycle. It's something that we should all get into a habit of doing in our home. You know, we never would have thought about it long ago, but it's becoming more and more common. You heard me say pots and pans. So a lot of scrap yards, if you're trying to get rid of your pots and pans and you don't know what to do, take them to a scrap yard. And you won't get much for them unless you have lots of metal scrap, but you can certainly take them there and get rid of them. Batteries, just like oil and paints and things like that, should never go into the recycling bin. You're supposed to dispose of them separately. There are places, if you look on your recycling websites, you'll find which products you can take to what places. And again, going back to those pizza boxes, a lot of people think that, you know, you can recycle it because it is, you know, cardboard and paper, but unfortunately, because of the leftover grease and things like that, you can't put it in your recycling bin. And the bubble wrap, like I said, despite it being plastic, there's a certain type of plastic in it, typically RIC number 4. It's called a low density polystyrene LDPE film, which makes it harder to recycle. So keep that in mind. Styrofoam, again, one of the most common recycled materials, but it shouldn't be because polystyrene is not biodegradable, which is why when I go to the supermarket, if I'm buying paper plates for, you know, barbecue or just to have around the house, I never buy the styrofoam ones. I just can't buy them. I'm just so afraid, like, I'm all the waste that we have in our homes every day, we are adding to this environment and making it harder to recycle. So I'm all about the paper whenever you can do the paper in your house. Another fabulous thing, reclaimed wood. Oh my goodness, recycled wood products for your home. There are so many things that can be made from, you know, simple domestic furnishings, you know, like ornaments and tables and chairs and TV stands and all of that stuff. You can also do panel boards. Like I said, TimberTech uses some recycled products, recycled plastics in their outdoor decking and their materials. So don't be afraid to look for those for decking, for lofts, for, you know, even art canvases can be really cool. There is a lot of wood that you can use for mulching and compost piles and covering. So don't be afraid to do that. And I've noticed in my garden, we took down, I guess it was last year when COVID was starting to lighten up a little bit. I guess it was July or August. We took down some trees and we took all the mulch from those trees and we put them back in one of our gardens. And in natural mulch, you see it all the time. And I noticed that the creeping Charlie, that it just kills our gardens and is so invasive in our grasslands. I noticed that the creeping Charlie is having a harder time growing in that mulch. And I also noticed that it's easier to rip it out. For some strange reason, I don't understand why, but it is working. So recycled wood is also called repurposed wood, upcycled wood. It is used to describe the reuse of previous wood uses, previous applications. These terms mean that the wood is reclaimed, but they are sometimes used to describe lumber, such as wood pallets and mattress wood. Whoever knew there was such a thing. Pallets are cool too, because you can recycle pallets. They are certainly great for those of you that have damp basements to put those wood pallets on your basement floor to get those products off the ground in your basement, especially if it tends to be moist. And there is just so much that you can do. And collections of waste wood and timber is also, we're finding that in landfills, which is a shame because wood can be recycled. It's one of the most sustainable and environmentally favorable construction materials that we have in our environment. So wood is definitely worth checking into if you're doing projects in your home. If you're doing any ceiling beams, recycled beams are amazing. Old barns, you'll find a lot of that in Lancaster County too, if you're trying to find a place to go. There are plenty of benefits of using recycled timber. So don't be afraid to do some research. And it kind of has a warmth and a beauty to it, I think, when you're doing recycled products in your home. So if you're trying to get rid of unwanted wood that you have, if you have lumber scraps and pieces of raw lumber left over, contact a wood waste dealer for recycling and repurposing. You may have to pay a fee to get rid of it, but it certainly costs less than putting it in a garbage disposal or a landfill. So almost everything that we put our hands on is recyclable. There's also a debate over which one is better, wood or metal. So wood is definitely the most renewable and recyclable because recycling steel can be expensive, but that is recyclable too. So just be be conscious of what you can do with the materials in your house. There's even some fun things. If you have an old deck and you're tearing up an old deck, it's kind of hard to restore an old worn deck, even if it's like really worn, cracked and splintery. You can paint it with a really thick acrylic deck restoration coating, which will create a smooth lasting effect on your deck. So if you want to be able to restore the old deck that you have without tearing it up, there is a product that you can buy. You have to do a little research and know how to use it, but it is a way to keep it a little bit longer, your wood deck, instead of tearing it up, throwing it into a dump. So definitely things that you can do. Old iron, metal, appliances, things like that. Again, you can take them to repair shops and let them have them and fix them and resell them secondhand. Or you can take them to places where they'll give you money for your metal. So very important. Steel is also one of the most eco-friendly interior design materials because it is endlessly recyclable. So some steel mills use only scraps instead of producing new steel. So again, another area, listeners, that you want to check into, being able to know what you can do and what you can't do. I do want to mention, though, if you do have leftover pressure treated wood, listeners, please, please, please do not put it in a fire to burn. Homeowners should never burn any type of pressure-treated wood or preservative-treated wood under any circumstances because of the chemicals that are in that wood. Even if you're doing an outdoor barbecue pit, please do not burn those pressure-treated woods because they add heavy metals into the environment, mainly chromium, copper, and arsenic. So those are three of the things that are introduced into the air that you shouldn't burn. So just, again, so many fabulous things that you as a homeowner can add to your house, that you can recycle in your house, that you can add beautiful things to the outdoors of your house, the indoor of your house, recycling, just simple things like wood. It's so easy to do, and it would be silly of you to just keep throwing things in a dump, especially, listeners, especially for those of you that are trying to make a few extra dollars. There are plenty of benefits to recycling products, and one of them is that you can actually make some money when you're recycling products in your home. So I think that is something that is really important. Recycling products can be more expensive, but in some cases they can be less expensive. Just do your homework. Know what you're buying and know what's out there and what you can do. So there is so, so much. But I love the fact, one of my favorite recycled products, though, I have to tell you, is countertops and rugs. I love the fact that the rugs can be recycled and used over and over and over again. So that makes me really happy. So I hope that has helped you a little bit with understanding a lot of the recycling products in your house and what you can do with them and how to get rid of them. I think that's equally as important. And I just wanted to talk to you guys real quick about one of my upcoming shows that we have coming up. Let me just check my dates real quick. I'm looking at the calendar while I'm talking to you, so that I can tell you some of the upcoming shows that we're talking about coming up. And, you know, I'm constantly talking about small businesses and employers, and with the economy being the way that it is, I'm constantly trying to help you to find ways to expand your horizons, especially if you have been somebody who's been collecting unemployment. I like to let you know who's hiring out there. Again, not necessarily a home improvement show, but definitely something worth talking about here on Home Improvement Fix and Facts, because we're trying to do the best that we can to help our listeners every day, whether it's saving money on their home, whether it's keeping you posted on what the cost of home improvements are, or just simple things like being able to get out there in the environment and know what's happening for small businesses and what they can do. So super, super important for us to know exactly all of that information. So I'm going to help, and especially nowadays, for those of you that have been collecting unemployment, you will have to be doing your job search to go back to work. So I think it would be worth listening to the shows that we have here, because as you know, over the past couple of weeks, I told you about Verizon and the stuff that they're doing to be able to help in the industry to bring on more workers. So anyway, also, some other things that we're going to be talking about on one of our upcoming shows, and this is going to be a good one for next week. We are going to be talking about National Logistics Day, which is June 28th, which is actually coming up in a couple weeks, talking about how truckers are moving product and what's happening in the supply chain. The supply chain getting products to you. I think that's super important because you know that we've been having a lot of issues getting materials. So it's the other side of home improvements, the side that we don't see. You know, we just walk into the stores and there it is all shiny, new and pretty, and don't think of what it takes to get all of those products to us. So super important that we take a listen to all of that as well. Some other things that you might not think of, let's go back to recycling. A lot of people have cast iron tubs and things like that that they're ripping out of their house. And I just want to let you know that those are recyclable too. There are people out there that like the old tubs and will refurbish them because you can and put them out there or put them in their new home. So again, if you're taking out a cast iron tub, sometimes it's not even worth trying to make money on it. It's more important just to move it along and get rid of it. So post it and make it move along. And you heard me talk about some of the countertops that were out there and some of the companies that were out there that had the recyclable countertops. And I love them. I absolutely love the recycled countertops. And wood countertops, don't be afraid of taking a peek at wood countertops. I'm actually going to be doing a seminar on the first of the month about wood countertops and what's recyclable and what's not, and how beautiful they can be in your kitchens, your bathrooms. There is just so much. I cannot begin to tell you that there's so much out there that can be done. And I just want to give you a little history. Drop boxes. Oh my goodness, this is amazing. A history of the incredible durability of drop boxes. First used in 1943, the US military made drop boxes out of Richlite. Because these boxes were dropped from supply planes, they needed to be durable and waterproof. And because Richlite durability and the way that it machines, just like metal, Boeing Airlines has used Richlite for machine parts. How about that? And they've also used it for skate ramps, and they've done it for countertops and solid surfaces in their house. So Richlite is a material that will not scratch over time, which is really nice. It's harder than wood and it will not chip. It's impact resistant for countertops. So that is another material that's out there. Just tons and tons, listeners. There's just so much that is out there for recycling. And again, don't forget to check with your local companies like PECO and find out what they will take back, what they won't take back, what you can do with some of the materials that you need to get rid of, and like your refrigerator. Another super sustainable material is bamboo. Let's talk about that. Unfinished bamboo and traditional bamboo core. You can make amazing countertops in your house. So another recyclable material. And you can also do bamboo floors, which I think are also gorgeous. I've heard good things about bamboo, so I would recommend doing your research. And then there is another company responsible for wood services called Woodfall Lumber that makes beautiful, repeatable, and dependable products designed and made with care in Olympia, Washington. The majority of Woodfall Lumber products are certified as FSC recycled. And it's a green company, and their surfaces are absolutely beautiful. And you know how I feel about buying in the USA and spending your dollars on USA products. So if you can find environmentally safe products, whether it be countertops, whether it be furniture, and it comes from the USA as well, that makes me even happier. And again, stainless steel kitchens are another thing that can be reused. So 18 gauge stainless steel backed with 5/8 thick marine grade. Let me just see if I can pull up the rest of this comment here. Can be used for countertops, which I think is great. Thicknesses, let's see. Yeah, you want to keep that thickness really, really nice and sharp, like 16 gauge, 18 gauge is what you really want on your stainless steel products. But believe it or not, you can find stainless steel products that have thicknesses of up to an inch and a half or more. So keep that in mind as well. There is so much that we can do. I know that I have to leave you again. I am never lacking for words here on Home Improvement Fix and Facts. I hope that you will spend some time and listen to us next week. And remember, if I've done a show and you've missed some of the information, or you want to go back and check out the information, please go to WWDBAM and check out any of the podcasts that I have under Home Improvement Fix and Facts. And one last time, you can always reach out to me at Home Improvement Fix and Facts through Instagram and Facebook. I love when you listeners send me questions, and I do my best to answer them every single week. So thank you for being a loyal listener. And thank you for anybody new who's just jumping on board. And thanks to our sponsor, Monroe & Kent Home, where home happens, right over in Marlton, New Jersey. Go check them out and go check out what respectful products they have.